2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, we are just about to hit Easter, and for most of us, that means one word. Don't come for me. Chocolate. This is what we're all about, right? And in fairness, we generally don't think beyond chowing down on some classic Easter eggs, but there are alternatives to this traditional treat. And joining me now to prove this is our friend, Chef Adrian Martin. Chef Adrian Martin, thank you so much for coming
thank
in and joining
you.
Us today. Before we get into the whole chat and everything, I was talking about this on breakfast this morning with everybody, and I did briefly say to you off air, cooking with Kai has become one of my favourite trends that you've done on Instagram so far. It's with your baby.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
In a little chef hat and a spatula. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
He has his own book deal now. So, no joke, like, it's coming out in May. Yeah, it's Cooking for Mama. That's what it's called.
Oh my God, this is absolutely unbelievable. Go on, Kai. Jeez, he's a lot to live up to for the rest of his life. So, Kai might be partial to a little bit about what we're about to talk about. We're talking about upgrading your chocolate for Easter, which is what everybody needs. But before we get into the Easter end of things, it's a little bit off topic, right? But it's incredibly popular at the minute. I'm sure everybody will have heard of Dubai chocolate, but like, where did this come from? All I saw was everybody just being like, Dubai chocolate, Dubai chocolate, Dubai chocolate. And then people went absolutely nuts for it.
Yeah, this is basically a woman's pregnancy craving, and her name is Sarah Hamouda from Dubai, who was pregnant and was craving chocolate, pistachio and something crispy. So basically that's where this originated. I love food for this, that you know, a new recipe can be a mistake, a craving, a very angry pregnancy craving, put it that way. I'm used to those. So poor Maria. No, you there.
Maria's like, excuse you, I just got you a book deal out of a child.
I know. Poor Maria just craved broccoli. That's all she craved.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, just broccoli. So I had to do broccoli like 10 different ways constantly to make it interesting.
So, I mean, Dublin broccoli doesn't exactly have the same ring as Dubai chocolate.
Dubai chocolate,
Dubai chocolate kind of hits the point a little bit more. Is it possible for people to make Dubai chocolate at home if they tried?
Yeah, it is. It's simple enough. I think a lot of people tend to buy the... So there's a great mold you can get, which is a chocolate bar mold.
Yeah.
Amazon's great for it. And then technically the way to do a chocolate bar correctly is by tempering the chocolate, but that's very technical. So I think you can get some quite good chocolates out there, just melt it. I've seen people do it with Milka's, I've seen them do it with Cadbury. And then the center is just, you can buy pistachio cream paste. So it's kind of like a buttery pistachio, which is just ground up pistachios to make a lovely pistachio butter, which is sweet. The best one I've came across is the one in Dunn's. Nothing, not sponsored, anything like that, but they do a really, really good version of it. And then it's Kitafi pastry, depending where you're from, Kanafi or Kitafi. We used to use Kitafi. So it's like a shredded wheat pastry. And we actually used to use it in kitchens, in our fine dining kitchens, to wrap prawns in and deep fry them.
Same howling that we've gone from fine dining to making a bar of chocolate at home.
So basically, Kitafi is just basically this pastry which is toasted, and then they toast it in the oven or in a pan with some tahini, which is just sesame paste. And then you mix it then with the pistachio, and this is the filling. And that's basically it. So that is your chocolate on the outside. Your filling is the pistachio crispy Kitafi. And
so if you are looking for something to do this weekend, you could make yourself your own Dubai chocolate.
I have to say, I've made cakes, I've made brownies with it. It is delicious. Yeah, it is. It's next level Kinder Bueno.
Now you've caught my attention. Now I'm totally on board for that. Okay, back to Easter. If we want to broaden our chocolate experience beyond eggs this weekend, can you give us some alternative, now let me specify, foolproof treats that we can make? Stuff that is not going to be too complicated, but we're equally going to be enjoying it. Also, Kitafi is spelled K-A-T-A-F-I, just in case anybody is like, what was that thing that they were talking about? That's just bringing it back. So there, back to the Easter treats again.
So I'm going off to the Dubai chocolate thing again. Because you can get Kitafi now everywhere. So you can basically, it's in the freezer section everywhere. You can buy it in all the shops now. So I would say to you is to make brownies. So your regular chocolate brownie recipe. And then the topping be that pistachio Kitafi on top.
Okay.
Followed by another. So let the brownies cool first. These fudgy brownies.
Yeah.
Very, very. I have a lovely recipe here for it. It's just basically your good quality dark chocolate, butter, caster sugar, eggs, a little bit of plain flour, cocoa powder, and baking powder, and you bake your brownie in your brownie tin. Basically, this is one mix in all. So everything just goes into one bowl.
Okay.
With the melted chocolate, you whisk it until it all forms together, a nice batter, and then you place it into a brownie tin with parchment paper, bake it. Brownie normally takes about 30 minutes, 25 to 30 minutes at 180, and then I do the kataifi pastry. So toasted kataifi pastry mixed with the pistachio paste. Once the brownie's cooled, take it out of the tin, kataifi on top, and then I make a mascarpone cream.
Oh, you've
on
gone
top
one step
this
further
is
again.
Like next level. So the mascarpone cream, like a tiramisu topping. On top of that, and then you're away.
You're like, bish bosh bosh.
Yeah,
like, look
it.
At these amazing brownies that I've just
and
made.
And it looks like a little bird's nest, because the kataifi looks like this little bird's nest on it. So I think it's lovely for Easter.
Fantastic. And then, I mean, if you wanted to go one step further, you could put a little bit of a mini egg on top of it.
There
you're
you go.
Like, wow, look at me go. Look at me being a chef, Adrian. Yeah. You taught me loads over the last couple of months. In your humble opinion, which type of chocolate works best in the egg department? Dairy, milk, or the controversial, very controversial, I can't stand this, white chocolate.
You don't like white chocolate?
I hate white chocolate.
Yeah, Marie hates it too.
Does she?
Yeah.
Thank you, because I love broccoli too, so I feel like me and Marie will get on.
Maria is, she's very passionate about her chocolate and coffee, because she originates from Guatemala.
Okay, so she knows.
Yeah, so her family actually work on, her original family, she was adopted in Ireland when she was like 8 months old.
Yeah.
So we've traced back to her family and found cocoa, and we found coffee from her family.
So we are taking Marie's opinion very seriously, because it's
seriously
in her blood.
So it is in her blood, and she's very passionate about it, and she does the cacao ceremonies, and she's, you know, she's able to do those because, you know, she's Mayan. So it's quite cool. So basically, we would always tend to go for 70%. Let me explain the percentages to you in chocolate.
Yeah.
The 70% means cocoa solids,
okay,
and then the 30% that's left over is just cocoa butter.
Okay.
So that's the two combined. So the higher you go, the higher percentage, the stronger, the more bitter the chocolate is, basically. So I would go for around 70%, because you can add lovely Irish milk to it, or you can add, I love to add Cool Swan, like Irish cream liqueur, to chocolate.
This is adult eggs that we're making now, everybody, okay?
So that's lovely, and that makes a lovely egg.
I would imagine that makes a very lovely egg now, Agent.
Now, if you're going then for kind of more accessible, you can go for Courvoiture, which is a Belgian Courvoiture chocolate. Is basically Belgian chocolate. And you don't like white chocolate, wait till you try Courvoiture white chocolate. And it'll totally change your mind.
Do you know what? The only way you could change my mind is if you had some samples here for me.
Lovely.
So, I mean, maybe the next time,
next
Adrian.
Time,
if you're trying to put me onto Courvoiture white chocolate.
I'm only
chocolate
off the boat from France, I'm sorry.
How dare you? Yeah. But you're supposed to bring back treats whenever you leave the country. Did you not know this? Okay, so say it again.
Courvoiture.
Courvoiture.
Courvoiture chocolate. Courvoiture. Yeah. Have
where
a
am
Google.
Where am I getting that?
So I tend to buy it in bulk in like Musgraves.
Okay, that Musgraves card comes very handy.
Yeah, it comes very handy. You can find yourself someone with a Musgrave account.
Then you can
and put it
up
on their account.
Okay, but for the regular person, what is the, where are we getting our chocolate? Where's the best one to get?
I think, like, if you're in looking for something good quality, I mean, you find really good.
It's just a chocolate bar or something.
It's a chocolate
bar,
yeah. Okay. Like, you go for your regular, like, Lindt is good.
That's what I was going to say. So we could go for what our favourite is.
Dairy milk, like, is next. Like, come on. Like,
sorry, top tier.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's the best chocolate out there.
Yeah.
Like, let's be.
And what's the first thing I had when I got off the boat and came home from France? Was dairy milk chocolate.
Of course it was. Yeah. You were like, I've been gone for two full days.
Yeah.
I need a bit of Irish back on myself. Okay, so that is the types of chocolate that we're going for. Is there a right way or a wrong way to melt chocolate? I know there's a wrong way. So do you want to tell us the right way? Because I've made an absolute hames of this.
Have you?
Yeah, of course I have. I have just, I can't even get into it.
So I think the thing that happens is if the bowl that you use may have water in it, or the spoon that you use is not fully dry.
Okay.
And water and chocolate don't mix at all. It completely curdles the chocolate and you may as well chuck it out and restart all over again. Because
so here's my problem.
Yeah,
okay, fair
so
enough.
It ends up grainy in that sense. And also you can kind of burn it. So a lot of people tend to use the old school method, which is the bain-marie. So the bain-marie is basically where you place it over a simmering bowl of water, but the water kind of ends up, you know, splashing out everywhere, and then it gets in the chocolate, and then that's what happens.
Okay.
So we would always tend, as pastry chefs, because I trained as a pastry chef in lovely DIT.
It was great.
That's
why you're here.
And we did a chocolatier course alongside it as well.
Love the idea of going into like college on a random Tuesday and doing a chocolatier course.
It was
like,
lovely.
It sounds very good.
And we would always have used the microwave. In college.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's the only thing you're allowed to use the microwave for. Nothing else, just chocolate. And it was just basically 30-second blast, mix in between until the chocolate melts perfectly. And that's
so
all you
would have always thought that the microwave would have like zapped it too much, but it's just keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, keeping an eye on it and then mixing in between every time you blast it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so that's it. That's how we're making, so we don't have to go messing around with bowls of water.
No bowls, no, nothing at all. Just straight into the microwave. Very easy, straightforward.
To be honest, this actually just... This is music to my ears now. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I can absolutely get on board with this. Would you have any ideas on how we could take a basic Easter egg to the next level?
Yeah,
We are doing arts and crafts at home now, I know a lot of families are stuck. Not stuck, you love your kids. But you've got them at home for 2 full weeks and you're looking for things to do with them. So is there anything that we can do with a basic Easter egg?
Yeah, there's, for adults, I think tiramisu.
Yeah.
So I've seen this and I've tried this and this is amazing.
Okay. Is this where we're cutting our Easter egg in half and filling it? Or
fill that thing, yeah.
Like, fill that thing.
So basically, sponge fingers dipped in really good quality coffee. Mm-hmm. And then your mascarpone cheese filling on top and cocoa powder on top. Like,
and then we just leave it in the fridge to set?
Leave it in the fridge to set. Okay. And you have a tiramisu Easter egg. And I don't know if you've seen those trends in tiramisu where people have like a tiramisu section in their car and they're like a little scoop.
Eating it out of the middle. I have seen this. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically it's kind of like
questions.
I love that.
Sorry. Yeah. It's like that, but at least you get to eat the chocolate shell at the end of it. You're not trying to scrub your car out, which is definitely cheaper. Is it possible to make a full-size egg at home, Adrian, or is that something that we reserve just for the experts?
No, I think it's very easy.
Okay.
The molds... It looks like a mold actually that comes with your Easter egg already.
Yeah.
So, you know, the packaging that's there, the plastic piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what's used in anywhere that makes Easter eggs.
Okay.
So that plastic packaging you can use to make another egg.
So what would you do? Like, would you melt down your favorite chocolate?
Yeah, the easiest way is melt down your favorite chocolate. Little tip for you is if you can get your hands on a cocoa butter.
Okay.
If you melt down some cocoa butter and brush the cocoa butter on the shell firstly.
Yeah.
And then let that set in the fridge and then add your layer of melted chocolate next. That it removes really, really easily for you.
Okay.
And then you get a lovely shine on the outside without having to temper your chocolate. It's a cheat.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now we're
so cocoa butter. And you can get that in any health store. Cocoa butter is like solids.
Okay.
And you just melt it down. It takes a little bit longer than butter to melt down.
Yeah, okay.
But try,
because I'm just thinking, I'm like, obviously... It's not a cheaper alternative to just buying an egg and like lashing it out and stuff, but it could be a fun thing to do if you're like,
nice.
Oh, look at me, I made my own Easter egg.
And you can do lovely little kind of things inside in it. You can like have little bits of honeycomb or crunchy on the inside of the egg stuck to it while it's still melted and, you know.
That sounds right up my street now.
Yeah.
Can you give us a chocolate setup that if we were having people over for Easter this weekend, that would really impress them, that they would just be like, wow, what's going on here?
I was going to say something simple firstly, like Rice Krispie buns. Let's learn them first.
Yeah, fair enough. We all know how to do that. I suppose, to be fair, you've given me the tiramisu eggs already. You could serve them out.
Yeah. What would I do? Oh, a cake. So Easter cakes are always lovely to serve. Like the traditional Easter cake is a simnel cake, but I won't say that because that's like marzi pan
much.
On top. And you toast the marzi pan in the oven and it's like...
You're like, I won't
like
say that,
cake.
But I'll give you all of the ingredients on how to do this.
Yeah. So simnel cake, if you're traditional, a chocolate cake, again, going off, because it's the flavour of this year, pistachio chocolate cake.
Yeah.
So you could do layers of a very simple sponge, which is just chocolate sponge.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. I have a recipe actually on my website, chefadrianmartin.ie.
There we go. That's all I was about to ask. Yeah.
And the recipe's on there. And then there's pistachio cream, regular whipped cream in layers, and make your way to the top. Very, very simple. And secure, 3-layered tiered cakes with whipped cream tend to topple a little bit.
Okay.
So tip is to actually cut some skewers through it. So place skewers through the cake to hold it all together.
Okay, so it's not going to go...
Yeah, it won't go on you then as well.
Could we put a bit of our kataffi?
You can, you can put your kataffi in there as well, if you have some. Yeah. If you can't get any, don't worry about it, but it is delicious in there. But I think layered cakes on a cake stand are really impressive, followed by loads of little kind of just simple cupcakes and bakes and things like that. It's delicious.
Loads of little bits around the place. Yeah. Okay, well, this already sounds fab. What are the mistakes, or maybe the biggest mistakes people can make with chocolate treats, and how do they avoid them? Like, I assume being a bit ambitious, like I was there with their, give me something to wow everybody walking in the door. Is that it? Simpler the better.
I think, yeah, the more easier the better, but sometimes it can actually just determine the recipe that you use. So make sure you've got a really good, solid recipe that you know that works. So that it's, I always check, if you're using a new recipe, and I do the same myself, is check the reviews of the recipe and make sure that people have made this and that it is to the actual standard T of what it is. That's why we test recipes, to make sure that they work enough for people at home. And then, follow it exactly to what it says. So that's really it. Follow the recipe. You could make anything in this world if you actually read the recipe.
This is my issue all the time.
And follow into an absolute tea. You know, depending on the recipe, now, make sure it's a good recipe.
You'd be so proud of me. I, for the first time in my adult life, have finally bought a weighing scales for my kitchen.
Have you?
Yeah, I did it.
Is it digital or is it
it's digital.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Because I couldn't cope anymore with, I was like, how is this not working out for me? And it was Brian going, because you just eyeball everything and hope for the best. So,
yeah, that's true.
So I've done that much for you. Finally, Adrian, are there any alternative uses for chocolate that would surprise us? Like, I heard someone talking about adding it to a bolognese sauce. Surely that couldn't be true.
Yeah, that is. That's a traditional dark chocolate to your chili. That's very traditional. Yeah.
Traditional to who?
To like any chili recipe, you always add grated dark chocolate at the end. It gives a lovely silkiness and it's gorgeous. Yeah, it's really good.
I need someone, if they try that over the weekend, to please text us in on Tuesday. Yeah, I don't know if it'll be in my wheelhouse. I don't know if I...
Do you want other ones? I've got spa treatments for facials.
Go on.
Yeah, so it's meant to be great for collagen in your face. Yeah. Edible furniture. There you go. So if you want to make a chair out of chocolate, knock yourself out.
You can just take a chunk of it.
The Aztecs used cocoa as currency.
No, so, I like that one.
Yeah. Edible ink. That's what, you know, if you're ever having the ink that's edible off edible paper. Yeah, that's chocolate.
Oh, yeah. So you know, like some of those fancy menus sometimes when they've got the... Okay, this is it.
And then the last one is actually, they tend to use it quite a lot in mouse bait as well.
The poor little mice. No cheese for them. Well, I suppose they get chocolate for the Easter weekend instead.
Yeah, okay, so we won't say no to that. Put chocolate out for your mice.
Adrian, as always, thank you so much for coming in with us today. I hope you have a great weekend and fantastic Easter.
Have a lovely Easter.
Yeah, chefadrianmartin.ie if you would like to check out any of those recipes. That was chef and author, our favourite Adrian Martin. We will be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.